President Bush says the killing of Zarqawi is an important victory in the fight against terrorism.
His goals in Iraq were clear. He wanted to stop the rise of democracy, drive coalition forces out, incite a civil war, and turn that country into a safe haven from which al-Qaeda could launch new attacks on America and other free nations. Instead, Zarqawi died in the free and democratic Iraq that he fought so hard to prevent. And the world is better off because this violent man will never kill again.
In his weekly radio address, President Bush said violence may escalate in the weeks ahead as terrorists seek to prove they can carry on without Zarqawi. He again appealed for the continued patience of the American people as, he says, the work ahead will require more sacrifice. Public opinion polls taken before Zarqawi's killing show only a third of Americans approve of the way the president's handling the situation in Iraq. White House officials expect those numbers to rise with Zarqawi's killing, but recognize the gains will be short-lived without substantive progress on the ground. So the president's meeting with national security advisors at Camp David in the coming week for talks on how they can best help Iraq's government. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and members of his new cabinet will join those talks by video phone. President Bush says he's encouraged by the prime minister's determination to defeat common enemies and bring security and the rule of law to all Iraqis.
Together we will determine how to best deploy America's resources in Iraq and achieve our shared goal of an Iraq that can govern itself, sustain itself, and defend itself.
In the Democratic radio address, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid said the Bush administration must seize this opportunity for real change in Iraq.
Our troops and the American people have been exceedingly patient as previous mileposts in Iraq have passed without progress. The president is asking too much if he expects us to do it again.
With Zarqawi dead and Mr. Maliki's cabinet complete, Reid says Americans need more than platitudes from the coming talks between U.S. and Iraqi officials. He says President Bush should present a concrete plan for Iraqis to take charge of their own security so more U.S. troops can come home. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.